Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the social program on Radio Islam International, and we will be joined by Maulana Ibrahim Abam shortly. This week, the topic that Maulana will be discussing, taunting is against the dignity of a believer. To taunt someone, this is against the dignity of a believer. We always love to hear from you, the listener, on this program. So drop us a message, 0727861548. Give us a call on 011-854-1548. Let's take an ad break. When we come back, we speak to Maulana Ibrahim Abam. This is the social program on Radio Islam International, and we are joined on the line by Maulana Ibrahim Abam. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners.
How is Maulana doing this morning?
Alhamdulillah, under the circumstances, we thank Allah for all conditions, by and large, throughout different families and our situation. There has been challenges, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of the people with regard to their challenges. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. There is nothing easy but what Allah makes easy. Wa anta tajalul hazana sahlan idha shayt. If Allah wishes, Allah Ta'ala can grant also ease in challenges also. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant ease, and Allah Ta'ala grant afiyat, and Allah Ta'ala grant goodness to everyone in the different challenges. And those who are free from challenges, Allah Ta'ala continue keeping them free from all challenges.
The best dua that a person can make is to continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us afiyat, to keep us safe, you know, from all harms, from all calamities and challenges. Maulana, this week on the program, the topic that we are discussing is about taunting, that it is against the dignity of a believer.
Yes, Maulana. Well, now, let's start off by saying what is taunting. So we got two different types of situation. We have a situation where one is to speak bad about a person behind his back. That is known as ghibat. And the evil of it is very well known. Right? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Atadruna mal ghibah?" Do you know what is ghibah? And Nabi and Sahaba said, Allah and His Rasul knows best. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Dikraka akhaka bima yakrah." To speak something behind the back of your Muslim, if he comes to know about it, he would dislike what you are saying. So Sahaba said, what if what he's saying is true? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he's saying it is true, then that is ghibat. And if it is untrue, then that is slander, which is even a stage beyond ghibat. So what we need to understand is that ghibat is to speak bad about someone and to abuse him behind his back. Taunting is to speak bad about someone in front of him. So you taunt and you insult and you degrade him in front of him or on a public platform. So that is what taunting is about, and the difference between ghibat and taunting. So and Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Fala talmizu anfusakum." Now, that ayat, let us start from the very beginning. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa'i yakunu khayra minhum. Do not mock at another person. Perhaps the person you are mocking at is better than you in the eyes of Allah, where it matters most. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ أَسَاءٍ يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. And no woman should mock at another woman. Perhaps that woman is better than her in the eyes where it matters most, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is mocking. Then Allah ta'ala goes on to say, فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Now there are two meanings of it. You will find in the English translation, some of them say, do not ridicule, do not insult, do not taunt. So both, all three of these words are used with regard to the word فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Some ulama have said, do not take out false, and lams means to pierce. The word actual meaning of lams means is to pierce a person with something sharp object. So that particular aspect of piercing someone with a sharp object can refer to taunting, it can to refer to taking out faults, and it can refer to insulting a person. Nevertheless, there is no doubt whatsoever this is one of those qualities which has a great impact upon social cohesion. It takes away social cohesion. It takes away muhabbat. It takes away love. It takes away kindness. It takes away compassion. And therefore, our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالتَّعَانِ وَلَا اللَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ وَلَا الْبَذِي. A Muslim does not taunt other people. He does not curse other people. He does not indulge in indecent and vulgarity, and wal al-badi, he does not engage in rudeness. A mu'min does not taunt, does not curse, does not indulge in indecent talk, and does not speak rudely. Unfortunately, today sometimes a person regards himself as pious on the basis that he taunts and he curses and he speaks about a situation. So let's see what happens, and that is what we are talking about.
To the listeners, we always love to hear from you on this program. Drop us a message, 072-786-1548. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, now we're talking about taunting people. And now, today, you know, there's so many different ways of taunting people. And it is such a terrible thing, you know. There's a very interesting article I read recently when I gave a bayan on backbiting, and the ulama wrote, what is the difference between backbiting and taunting? Which one of it is more severe? Right? So in that article, there's two views. One view is that ghibat is more severe because you are speaking bad about someone behind his back, and he doesn't have the capacity to defend him. So therefore, ghibat is more severe. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. In a way, ghibat is even worse in guna and sin than even committing adultery. On the other hand, there are those people, there are ulama who have said, no, taunting someone is worse than ghibat because there is no shame in it. So ghibat is you're speaking bad, but you have some shame, you're speaking behind the person's back. Where insulting a person, you are speaking in front of him, and you are insulting him on his face, you don't even have any sharam, you don't even have any haya, you don't have any modesty, you don't have inner shame with regard to respecting the person you are insulting him on his face. So there is this interesting comparison that is made between the ulama of the tasawwuf, the ulama who study good conduct, what is worse between ghibat and taunting. So the word taunting is something that is very, very severe. And today we know that there are various aspects with regard to how people taunt. I mean, you know, it has become a situation of people doing taunt. In fact, the article that I read, and I made this the basis of today's article, this article came about because in India, we have great amount of different types of challenges, right, in the social level. One of the challenges that people taunt newly wed women, right? So among the things that they taunt them is, you don't bring enough what they call dowry, you don't bring enough jahaz. And sometimes when a woman doesn't give any type of children after a while, they taunt her. If she gives birth to a female child, they taunt her. So there was an article written where a woman in India, because of all of these taunts, she actually committed suicide. And there was an article written on this with regard to what actually happens. Do we realize what we are doing by this? Frustrated with a mother-in-law's taunts, a mother committed suicide along with her daughters by consuming poison because they were taunting her, why you didn't give birth to male children, as if she had the control to do so. So, you know, this is the long-term harms of taunting, which happens in different ways in our society and in our communities, and it takes various forms and various guises.
Yeah, it doesn't matter in which way you do it, Ma, that sometimes it could be making comments about someone, sometimes it could be demotivating someone. Even if you rub off your good fortune in front of someone else's face, you speak about how good you are as to them. This is all part of taunting, whether it's mocking someone by doing an imitation of him as well. This is also part of taunting.
No, there's different ways with regard to it, and there's no doubt what you're saying. It is all of these things. Sometimes you can taunt a person by his color of his skin, and that is one of the most serious ways of discrimination. And one of the most shameful tendencies is when you taunt someone with regard to the color of his skin, as if to say that because of the color of his skin, he is less. Of a human being compared to you. Now that is serious. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, it happened among the Arabs. They also looked down upon the black slaves. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to know about it, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so upset that Allah Ta'ala revealed a verse. When someone saw Bilal radiallahu anhu climbing on top of the Kaaba and giving the call to Azan, the people said, the Prophet not get someone better to give the Azan? You know, and one person said that I'm happy my father died before this day to see such a sight, that a black person, a black Abyssinian slave, is on the top of the Kaaba and he is giving azan. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard it, he was so upset. He, Allah Ta'ala revealed at that particular time, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا. You know, oh people, Allah Ta'ala has created you in the different races and tribes, not for the sake of regarding yourself superior to another on that particular basis, but for the sake of identification. Subhanallah. You know, this is so sometimes you taunt a person with regard to his color of his skin. You are so dark, you are so like this, as if that is a haram. It is part of the taunting that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Laysa al-mu'minu bit-ta'an. A mu'min does not taunt people. So one of the things is, you know, taunting people with regard to the color of their skin. There are other issues that can be, you know, spoken about, and maybe listeners can maybe just bring that up in terms of the questions or in terms of the comments people have made with regard to how people taunt, and how have you felt bad if someone taunted you at a particular occasion?
Listeners, let us know. 0727861548. That is the WhatsApp number. We are speaking about taunting, that this is against the dignity of a believer. And if you found yourself in any situation like that, where someone has said something to you, how did it make you feel? How would you respond in a situation like that? You can give us a call as well on 011-854-1548. Malala, many times people would think that, you know, we're just kidding around, we're just having a bit of a joke, it's nothing serious, why are people so sensitive? But when you taunt another person, it can damage their self-esteem, it can damage their confidence, and you can't do it just for the sake of laughter when the other person feels hurt by it.
Well, the point is this, that what exactly do you know, sometimes you have to take this particular criteria. You know, the criteria is, are you happy to receive what you are dishing out? Right? And many times you will find people make a lot of jokes. But when people make the same type of jokes to them, then it becomes a very, you know, it becomes all of a sudden a big problem. So are you happy to receive what you are dishing out? So that is something that we have to keep in mind. You know, I remember once, and I was just searching for it, someone one day sent me, what they call glorious insults and taunts. Now, in the English language, there are certain situations where people take pride in the way they can taunt someone. So, it is very, very interesting. There was this whole encounter between George Bernard Shaw and Winston Churchill. So George Bernard Shaw was a playwright. So he sent two tickets to the first day of his new plane. So he said, I'm closing two tickets to the first night of my new plane. Bring a friend if you have one. Bring a friend if you have one. So Winston Churchill taunted him back in return, cannot possibly attend the first night, will attend the second if you have one. So there's another one, which is between a lady and a, what they call a gentleman. So they were having an argument. So the woman told the man, if you were my husband, I'd give you poison. Mm. If you were my husband, I would have given you poison. And the man replied, if you were my wife, I'd drink it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's something that we have to be very, very careful. Mm. Taunting poor people is part of harming poor people. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith that he who harms people, man hadha musliman faqad adhani, wa man adhani faqad adha Allah al-mu'jim al-awsat, he who hurts a Muslim has hurt me, and he who has hurt me has displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala makes mention of it also in the 22nd surah of the Holy Quran.
I continue to send through those messages, 0727861548. Give us a call as well, 011-854-1548. Now, Malan, when a person finds themselves in a situation like that, and many times it can make you feel very sad, like you mentioned that story, it sometimes can drive a person towards harming themselves as well. How does a person deal with this when someone in their family or someone in the workplace is constantly taunting them? Okay, we seem to have just lost the line there. We're going to try and get Maulana back on that line. We are speaking about taunting and that how it is harmful. It's against the dignity of a believer. It's against the way that a believer should act and should behave. There are many hadith in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that a believer is not one who hurts another Muslim. And if you hurt a Muslim, then you have hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you have displeased Allah Azza wa Jal, that in any situation we should not taunt a person about their appearance, about their looks, about their house, about the way they speak, about their skin color. Any situation that they are in, we should never taunt a person and make them feel like they are less of a person, and that we are better than them, or because of the situation that they are in. Perhaps it could be even their financial status or their financial situation, that we should never ever taunt a person, but rather always speak good, always encourage people, and never do something that will harm a person. I continue to send through those messages. Our engineer is trying to get Maulana Ibrahim back on the line so that we can continue with this discussion. 0727861548. That is the WhatsApp number. You can give us a call as well on 011-854-1548. I think we do have Maulana back on the line. Maulana, sorry about that. The line, it just cut off there. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, Amar, before we go to the question that you're asking, I'm just trying to show people the different type. What we sometimes take these things for granted, but what are the different types of taunts people use? We talk about taunting about a person, about the color of his skin, talking about a person's poverty. You know, I mean, you look at this, and you belittle a person with regard, and we know that Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Nahnu qasamna baynahum ma'ishatuhum fil hayati dunya. I'm the one who restricts and expands people's risk. You know, I'm the one who does it. And then afterwards also there is an aspect with regard to Allah Ta'ala says, Nahnu qasamna baynahum. I distribute people's risk. So in this particular way, we look at this in particular way, that it is something that is extremely serious, you know, that you call a person with regard to his poverty, or with regard to the amount of wealth that he has got. Sometimes you taunt a person with regard to his appearance. I mean, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that when she referred to Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she used an expression that she's so short, and you know how you use a short, look at how tiny you are. And Nabi Karim Sawsam said, you have done something that if it is mixed in the ocean, it will change the nature of the ocean. Subhanallah. So, you know, it's amazing that what are the type of things that you can taunt people about, and how it plays out and how it hurts people's feelings. I'm not sure if there's anyone who has sent any message with regard to the taunting that they might have received or the type of things that has happened to them.
There's a few messages. I'll just share it with you and the listeners. The first one saying that it's very sad to see that many times in our families, amongst adults, the sibling that is not very well off, they are belittled, and they say that, you know, he's like the bichara of the family. He tries and that. So you find yourself being put in this type of a situation. It's very belittling to the person when they speak of another person's financial status.
You know, that is so sad, because it is as if you control it. You don't control it. Sometimes I find it so sad that a person who hasn't been able to do well in business or in his wealth, he himself regards himself as a failure. How can you regard yourself as a failure if you don't have wealth? Nabi Akram Sarsam didn't have wealth. Nabi Akram Sarsam was asked by Allah to make the mountains around Makkah into gold. He said, I don't want it. Oh Allah, give me one day food that I can make shukr, and keep me without food the next day I can make sabr. So Nabi Akram Sarsam made that type of dua. I mean, look at the life of the Sahaba. They were very few. There were those who were wealthy, and that is why it gives us the permissibility to acquire the wealth and to acquire it with the attitude and the way they acquired it. But it doesn't mean there were people who, like Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, how many of the Sahaba were there? They didn't have wealth. They make them lesser human beings. They are still far greater than the best amongst us. So sometimes you taunt a person with regard to the way he is with regard to his wealth. Sometimes you taunt a person about his dress sense. Now, can you imagine how can you taunt a person? He might have had a particular way of dress. You don't like it, so why must you taunt the person? And this happens much amongst the women folk. They will sort of snide remarks. Don't you see how that one looked? Look at what she wore. Huh? Just look at the color patterns. You don't even know what colors to use. Ya Allah. Even if, for example, it doesn't meet your standards or you don't like it, it's their choice. Well, why do you have to make habit about it? Why do you have to taunt someone with regard to it? It's the personal choice. If they, for whatever reason, they have chose whatever color they wanted, what does it hurt you?
That's so true. Another message here, Molana, that has come through saying that the issue is that we find many times the family members will sit with their own children and they'll be laughing and taunting other people when they come back from a function or when they come back from any place. They will laugh and say that, you know, this auntie was dressed like this, or this auntie's teeth is like that, or their dressing is like this. And they tell the story with so much of joy in front of their children, and they all make it a laughing matter in that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's some of the things that and that's exactly, although, I mean, there are these few hadith and the Quranic ayat that I'm, but it comes from a mindset that how much of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is he, other Muslims are saved from the evil of his hands and his tongue. Now, can you imagine the aspect with regard to his hand and tongue? Now, when you are speaking bad about someone, you are taunting him. When you are speaking, with regard to, for example, a person doesn't have children, you're taunting them. You know, taunting someone with regard to being ignorant. Taunting someone about inauspiciousness. Taunting someone about a low salary. I mean, ya Allah, you know, it's just on and on. Look at how the amount of things that people have with regard to how they taunt and how they cause harm to people, which goes against the very spirit and the very essence of Islamic adab and culture.
And just one more message, Molana, that has come through, saying that in terms of appearance, we should be very careful how we speak to people. Just like as a person who's perhaps a bit overweight, you wouldn't call them fatty or something like that to their face. In the same way, when a person is thin, to tell them that you are a bag of bones or a broomstick, it's not funny at all. And this listener saying that many times I found myself in that situation, and it really hurts. I'm not impressed when people say this type of things to me.
Any type of taunting a person with regard to his appearance, his physique, is also not acceptable. You can tell the person maybe he's overeating or he's overweight. Listen, It's not good for their health, but don't taunt him or make him feel shy with regard to it. So talking about this, and I started laughing. There used to be a student of ours who has passed on, may Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, Abdul Ghaffar from Ziras, you know. So he was a very, very jolly person, and he was extremely big, you know, in terms of his physique. So there was another person by the name of Abdul Malik who was from Mauritius. So Abdul Ghaffar, because he was very huge, and Abdul Malik was the exact opposite, he was called, like, you know, like a stick. You know? So they used to, all the time, in the hostel, they used to have a go at one another, they used to tease one another. And one of the things that we at the hostel used to laugh a lot is that when Abdul Malik used to go past Abdul Ghaffar's room, so Abdul Ghaffar, you know, we used to call him Gaff, used to take a pen, right, and put it in front of his eyes and say, Abdul Malik, I can't see you. Abdul Malik, I can't see you. I just put a pen. You were so stunned that even I put a pen in front of you, you can't even see. So anyway, what the person is saying is that it is something that we have to be very careful about. So taunting a person about the color of his skin, taunting about a person about his height, taunting a person about his being tanned, taunting a person about his appearance, his dress sense, taunting people about having no children, taunting people about being maybe less smart than what you regard yourself to be, taunting about people about, you know, anything with regard to something, taunting about a person about being divorced. Ya Allah, you taunting a person, you are divorced, you don't know what the circumstances was, what were the reasons, and that is why Islam has made it permissible. Islam hasn't made it haram. It might not be the best of halal, but it is halal. So when a person gets divorced, you start taunting them, you know, what's gone wrong with you. So these are the type of things that are quite, you know, serious that we have to look at.
Listeners, you can continue sending through those messages, 0727861548. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. Maulana, you can continue.
Yes, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, in his Zuhud, has made mention that the blessed companions of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam never used to taunt one another with regard to their dress. So if someone had some elegant dress, he never used to look down upon a person who didn't have an elegant dress. And of course, there were situations where Sahaba didn't have anything. There used to be a Sahabi who used to wear one piece of cloth, both as a top and as a bottom, one piece of cloth. Sahaba said, well, why are you doing it? I don't have enough funds. I can't afford to. One Sahabi, one of the governors of a place, the people came to complain to Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that this particular governor of ours, there are certain complaints we have about him. And they laid out their complaints, you know. So it's amazing. It was Sayyid ibn Amir. He was, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala made him the governor. So the people complained to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala a few things. One is, once a month, he doesn't come out on time, he comes up very late. Right? And one is, after a particular time at night, he closes his door, he doesn't see anyone. Right? One was that sometimes he is with us, and all of a sudden he gets a fit, you know, and he can't control himself with regard to his fit. So I think there was another one more type of complainant. It doesn't come to my mind now. So Umar radiallahu anhu summoned Sa'id ibn Amir. Sa'id, you are the governor, this is a complaint the people have against you. So he said, he replied to these things, and he said, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, I was part of the people who killed Khabbab. Khabbab was a very famous Sahabi that they got hold of him as a prisoner of war, and it just happened after Badr, etc. So the people executed him, and they tortured him as a means of venting their frustration over what had happened against the Quraysh and against the disbelievers of Makkah in Badr. He said, I was part of it. And sometimes, all of a sudden, I think about it, I just go into a spell. And he said, the second thing, the question was, that why you lock your door up in a particular place? He said, the day I give it to the makhluk, the night I give it to the khaliq. The day I give it to Allah's creation, at night, I make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, therefore I don't come out to meet people. That is my time between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other thing, why do you come out late once a month? or a particular time once a week or whatever it is, he's only got one pair of clothes. Right? So every now and then, whether it be weekly or something like that, I wash my clothes, and after I wash it, I leave it out to dry. So I can't come out until it is dry. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu told the people, "Oh people, you are complaining about Sayyid ibn Amir. He is a gem you have. What are you complaining? Value of governor. Don't speak bad about your governor." And that was from Iraq, and it was always a particular aspect that ulama have made mention with regard to historians that said that the people of Iraq always used to complain about the governors. So they complained about, you know, different types of people that even Usman radiallahu anhu had put certain governors, they complained. So this aspect, you know, I'm talking about reporting a person with regard to his clothing. You don't know what his situation is. He could afford that. Why are you taunting him about it? So if he couldn't buy from a very high price or doesn't have a branded item, does it give you the right to taunt him?
Another point when it comes to speaking about taunting and the way that people would insult or ridicule or taunt other people is sarcasm. You know, sometimes people will use this as a manner to insult other people. And sometimes the person, you know, if he doesn't catch on or he doesn't even know, he might not even catch on, and people who are there will laugh around this person. But this is also a way of taunting a person.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt with that. I mean, I'm giving some examples with regard to how, you know, how people do this type, taunting a daughter-in-law about how she can't cook according to your standard. She's got her own standard. She might be cooking according to her. What is the use of, if you want to be helpful, then help her in a particular way. Why, you know, the second taunt with regard to it? I mean, I just can't understand this aspect that has become part and parcel of our culture to taunt people, which is such a great guna. فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not insult, do not degrade, do not taunt people. لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالتَّعَانِ. A mu'min is not he who taunts people. He does not curse people. He does not indulge in indecent talk. He does not speak rudely. So all of these are things that we have to keep in mind with regard to, and in this article that I've got, and I just find it so amazing that it has used certain phrases from the Urdu language, you know, where people use it to taunt people. So someone who has been very old, it is said in Urdu, "Muh mein daant nahi, pet mein aant nahi." Huh? You don't have any teeth in your mouth, and you got no intestines left in your stomach, right? So you get someone is crying, then you said he is shedding crocodile tears. To degrade someone who you feel is not according to your standard, in Urdu it is said, "Tum kis khet ki mooli ho." From which land have you come? You know, so I mean, yeah, look at the different ways we. If someone has got a particular vision and he wants to do something, we say you're daydreaming. If someone spends money thriftily and is more careful, you say, "Makichus, you are a miser." What is the use with regard to giving all these type of tones that we have become accustomed to? It's something that we have to be very careful.
Continue to send through your messages, 0727861548. That is the WhatsApp number. You can give us a call as well on 011-854-1548. Mona, you can continue.
Someone had said a message, "The most painful is when a sibling teaches their children to come to tell you your history of deficiency according to their parents." So I mean siblings, brothers and sisters. So the brother or the sister tells their children, "Speak bad about your auntie because of what the parents had said with regard to the deficiency of one of the siblings." You say Jazakallah to keep the peace, but asking maaf is most painful because we can't forget. Ya Allah. So these are the type of things that we try to talk about.
Another message here with regards to taunting, the listener saying that when it comes to kids, then how do we deal with this situation? It's becoming a real problem no matter how much we speak to them or you try to teach them, whether it's in the school, whether it's in the madrasa. We find that this is becoming a serious problem between children, the nasty things that they say to one another and so on. As a teacher and educator, how do you deal with this here?
With children can be, and I've heard people who have spoken about with regard to the, people who have physical challenges, people who have deficiencies, etc. They say children can be the most cruel because they speak from instinct, and they speak from what they hear people saying. And they don't have the shield that elders have with regard to masking their words. So it is very important that we always do things that constantly speak to them. And one of the ways of doing it is, for example, in the table, they speak things that are inappropriate, immediately stop them. And if we're not going to stop them, then we'll become the norm. So I think it's very important that we always do this with regard to, stopping them when they say things that are inappropriate, which falls in the category of ghibat or falls into the category of taunting or hurting other people's feelings.
And Mulan, coming back to that question that was sent in earlier as well, how do you deal with it? How do you respond in a situation like that when people are speaking ill of you, or when people are speaking or taunting you or insulting you as a believer? What is the response?
Well, I think the first thing is you have to. I mean, one of the things that you can't do is you can't go and do the same thing. And so that means two wrongs don't make a right. So if you're going to taunt them back in return, then actually what it happens is that you're feeling hurt about something that people told you, and then you go and do the same thing, which is not the right thing to do. So I think as much as you get hurt and the instinctive reaction is that let me go and retort and to also amrau him the way he has amraued me, perhaps one of the way of doing it is to very respectfully tell the person, I don't like the way you are telling me these type of things. It's hurting me. Please try and be more careful with regard to it. I don't know if it will have any impact, but at least it might just bring about something.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to do it in a manner that is very respectable, that to tell them that, you know, the way that you speak to me, the way that you are addressing me, or the jokes that you're making, I don't feel it appropriate and I feel hurt by it. Many times people will then stop doing it. I think it would be very, you won't find many people that will say, okay, now that I know that it's hurting, I'm going to continue doing it. By and large, people will then at least refrain from saying those type of things in front of you. 0727861548, the WhatsApp number, if you'd like to give us a call as well. We are coming towards the end of the program. Let us know your thoughts on this topic of taunting other people.
Mr. Amatullah said a very amazing thing. Inna sarrakum an taslamu wa yaslamu lakum dinakum fakufu aidiyakum an dima'in nas wa kufu al-sinatakum an a'radihim wa kufu butunakum an amwalihim. If you would like to be safe for your religion, right, and you would like to preserve your religion, then restrain your hand from harming other people. Restrain your tongue from harming the honor of other people. And restrain your stomachs from consuming people's wealth. This is something that is so great. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has mentioned there are three types of animals. One animal is the one that gives you benefit. Cow, sheep, the honey that is produced by the bees. There's others that harm you. And like a scorpion, you get half a chance, it will try and sting you. And then there are other animals you never come into contact with. They neither harm you, they neither benefit you. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, oh human being, if you can't be like a human being who doesn't harm others, then at least try to be like that animal, which first try to be an animal that benefits others, like the cow which gives milk, or the bee that gives honey. And if you can't be like that, don't be like the scorpion that stings. Rather be like an animal that neither harms, neither benefits. So if you can't do benefit to someone, which you are supposed to do, which is the greatest method of doing good, if you can't do that, then at least don't go and harm someone. Because a Muslim is not he who gives harms to other people through the means of his hands or through the means of his tongue.
Amar, we've come to the end of the program. Anything else, Ma, I would like to add before?
No, I think it is something that is, it is something that has become common, and I think we don't sometimes even realize with regard to it. And I think it's something that people should be very, very cautious with regard. In fact, in the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has criticized Walid bin Mughira right? And 10 verses in Surah Nun, and among them were some of these things that he taunts excessively. Huh? He taunts excessively. That is the quality of what a disbeliever that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned of in the Holy Quran. That is not the quality of a believer. A believer, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالْتَعَانِ وَلَا اللَّعَانِ وَلَا الْفَحِ وَلَا الْفَاحِشِ وَلَا الْبَذِحِ. A believer is not one who taunts others, curses others, does not involve himself in indecent talks, and does not speak rudely to people. Let us strive to bring these qualities in us and stay away from the things that we do by hurting other people with our tongues, whether it be ghibat, whether it be ta'an, whether it be insulting people, whether it be degrading people. And all of that, especially the insulting and degrading, could be part of what Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has said, فَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, and what our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالتَّعَانِ.
Jazakumullah khairan. It's been a lovely topic, and you know, by the listeners as well, the message that you have sent through. Jazakumullah khairan for that. For those that would like to listen to a podcast of the program, it will be available on our website later on. Jazakumullah khairan, and inshallah we speak tomorrow next week.
Inshallah,
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us to the end of the program this morning, the social program with Mulana Ibrahim Baum. The topic that Mulana had spoken about was do not taunt. That taunting, this is against the dignity. It's against the dignity of a believer. That when you speak to people, never speak to them or address them in a manner that is condescending, that will make them feel bad. Sometimes we do this and we think that we're just having a joke, we're just laughing. But people do feel offended, and people could feel hurt by the comments that are made. That person who hurts a Muslim, in essence, he has hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he has displeased Allah Azza wa Jal. So be careful with our words, especially amongst family members, whether it's siblings that are speaking to one another, or whether it's the way that you speak to your mother-in-law, your daughter-in-law, your son-in-law. Never make comments that would hurt them, whether it's about their appearance, the way that they dress, the way that they speak, the manner in which they speak, the way that, or about their financial status, that this person doesn't earn as much as this son-in-law, or this person doesn't earn as much as that son of mine, and so on. We should be very careful with our words. With that, we come to the end of the program this morning. Until next time, from the team here, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.